Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. I thank you for taking time in your schedule to spend these next few minutes together with me. And as I was in prayer before making this broadcast, not only was I going over the thoughts and the scriptures regarding the message the Lord is going to have me share with you, taking up the mantle, but as I was just quiet before the Lord, He quickened another passage of scripture, which I feel to share with you because I think there are many of us, many in the body of Christ, who feel they've fallen so far short of the glory of God. And so that's why I looked up the scripture, and I would like to read just a few verses of it found in Zechariah, the third chapter. And these are an accounting of the visions that God had given to the prophet. And in chapter 3, it says, "And he shewed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him." And beloved, we have been called, each of us, as kings and priests, according to the very words of Jesus found in the book of Revelation. And we have an adversary. Joshua was called. He was the high priest at that time, called with a holy calling, anointed of God. And that truth is relevant and a reality for each member of Christ's body. Everyone who has been born as a new creature into the family of God, we have a high calling, and yet we have an adversary who stands at our right hand, if you will, right hand, the force, the power, and ability of doing things, of accomplishing things. And the Lord said unto Satan, and that's what I believe God is going to be doing for us, because I was just talking to a sister today, and the last week was just, she couldn't put her hands on it, but she was in confusion. And I shared, you know, once the Lord reveals the dimensions of the battle, then it's just a matter of praying. And when understanding comes, then the oppression of the darkness lifts. And so I'm sharing this to give you, some of you who are going through battles right now, oppression for no reason. I mean, there's not anything specific that has occurred, but you know you're not in a good place where you desire to be for the Lord. And so the Lord says to Satan, "The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire?" And then we have a picture of Joshua. Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the Lord. And of course, that speaks of, you know, the stained and spotted garments of the flesh nature. And he answered, verse 4, "and spake unto those that stood before him," this is the Lord speaking, "take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him," unto Joshua, "he said, Behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with a change of raiment." And of course, we know that initially occurred when we were born again. And yet, as we walk with the Lord each day, we need to be cleansed by His precious blood. We need forgiveness of sin, because as John said, if any man says that he has no sin, he's a liar. We will not achieve that beautiful state of perfection until we are with the Lord. However, our hearts and our intent and our purpose is to always walk pleasing before the Lord and not to allow sin or any thing of wickedness or iniquity to enter into our lives. And in verse 5, and I said, let them set a fair mitre, that's a crown, upon his head. So they clothed him with garments, and the angel of the Lord stood by, and the angel of the Lord protested unto Joshua, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, if thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shall keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. So basically, that word is for every believer, that if we will follow after the Lord, if we will seek Him with a whole heart, if we will desire to please Him, then we will be brought into the company of those, of not only the angelic hosts and the presence of the Lord, but with all those who have gone before us, all the countless thousands of His people that lived hundreds of years ago with Moses and Noah, and all those who loved and knew the Lord and served the Lord in their lifetime. We are living in the end of days. We don't know how long we have before the return of the Lord, but it behooves us that we should live every day of our lives, because we never know who is going to, you know, what changes would occur or when our last breath is. And we need to depend upon the Lord more and more. And so God, He sees the weakness of our flesh. He sees our failings. And yet He has put a new garment upon us, the garment of righteousness, the garment of salvation. You know, in terms of my own personal life, when I came to the Lord in 1973, of course I did, as I was told. I mean, I did the best of my knowledge. I repented of my sins. But you know, I told the Lord, I said, you know, Lord, if I'm really honest before you, I am sorry, but I didn't know any better. I didn't even realize the things I was doing was sin. But my grief before the Lord comes, having failed God and having sinned after the knowledge of being a child of God. And so while God is so merciful to us, all that He is requiring is that with our whole heart, what is the great commandment? And I pray this for all of us every day, that we would love the Lord with all of our heart, our soul, our strength, and our neighbor as ourselves, even as He has loved us. And then He will give grace and strength for the day. So, beloved, regardless of how you feel that you have failed the Lord, how you have not been faithful, how you've been, you know, consumed perhaps upon your own interest, or you've wasted time, or you've done things that you sorely regret, let's just go to the Lord right now. The wonderful thing about His grace and His forgiveness is we can make a fresh start. Every day is a new beginning. So let's do that. Father, Lord, you see those who feel they have failed you so miserably. And Lord, we do repent of sin. We repent of things that have grieved your heart. And Lord, we're asking for the empowering of the Holy Spirit to continue to walk on. And Lord, to reaffirm our commitment, our faith, our love in you, knowing that in our flesh dwells no good thing, but that you will give us victory. Lord, you've called not many strong, not many wise in terms of the world, but you've taken the foolish things and the weak things to confound the wise and the mighty. And Lord, we're among that number, but we look to you, you who are the author and finisher and perfecter of our faith, that in you we can overcome. In you we are victorious. And Father, I pray specifically for those who are dealing with a particular weakness of the flesh. Father, I rebuke the power of Satan. I rebuke the temptations. I rebuke, Father, the things that would cause them to fall. And Father, I pray that your Spirit would lift a standard, Lord, that you will give them grace and the ability to overcome in every situation, that they don't need to fall. They don't need to fall back. They don't need to fall short of your glory, but only through your empowering, only through the precious Holy Spirit, you will give us grace to overcome and be more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. I thank you for it. Praise God. Well, beloved, having spent this time before the Lord together, I now would like to at least begin an introduction to what the Lord wanted me to share with you this week, and I've entitled it Taking Up the Mantle. And this is a very exciting passage of Scripture, and I believe by the power of the Holy Spirit, we're going to find great application to our lives. It's a story of Elijah being taken up to heaven and Elisha assuming that mantle, taking up the mantle. And while we may not compare ourselves with Elijah or Elisha, yet, beloved, we have been given a great heritage. The great saints who have gone before us, those wonderful men and women of God who serve God, who love God through all the centuries, they're now in heaven. Our loved ones who've preceded us, they are in heaven, and they're eagerly waiting the timing of the Lord when Jesus will return, when we can all be together serving the Lord with joy and gladness. But we have a job to do. As long as there's breath in our body, God has a plan for us in the varying seasons of our lives. And don't grieve, beloved, if one season has passed. He has a time for all things. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. And so you are alive right now, and the way that God has orchestrated the circumstances of your life right now is what he wants you to walk in, to deal with. He wants you to take authority over the work of the enemy, but know that your times are in his hands. Praise God. Aren't you glad for that? Aren't you glad you don't have to figure out your salvation? You don't have to do anything but trust the Lord and allow him to establish your goings and to lead you in the pathway of righteousness for his name's sake? I know I don't have the sense to figure it out myself. It's taken me a while to come to that understanding. But the sooner we learn that, I shared with friends recently, I used to have a sign on my desk and it said, "Learn from the mistakes of others. You'll never live long enough to make them all yourself." And we can learn, amen, from the Word of God. He's got it all there, the mistakes and the victories of his people. Well, I love you. The announcer's going to give our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.